News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The release of a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's nearly 400-page report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election appears to be inevitable. Still sparring over Mueller's conclusions, already rampant. Washington is expecting that the Attorney General, William Barr, could disclose the report on Monday or Tuesday. Much-awaited details for Mueller's 22-month investigation of Donald Trump campaign contacts with Russia and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders told Fox News Sunday, "I don't think it's going to be damaging to the president." However, Congressman Gerald Nadler, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, says that they're probing in the election, saying that on CNN that Barr should release the full report and underlying an investigatory evidence to his panel. Far from the din of Washington, Ivanka Trump toured businesses run by women in Ethiopia Sunday while promoting a White House global economic program for women. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The White House senior advisor, who's President Trump's daughter and a businesswoman, visited a coffee shop and textile company in Addis Ababa, where she spoke with working women. It was her first stop on a four-day Africa trip to boost 50 million women in developing countries by 2025.
Investing in women is smart development policy, and it's smart business. It's also in our security interests, because women, when they're empowered, foster peace and stability.
This is Ivanka Trump's first visit to Africa since the president launched the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he does not think the Venezuelan people can tolerate the Maduro regime much longer. Pompeo was on the last day of a four-nation tour of South America, where the economic and political calamity in Venezuela was among the top concerns during talks in Chile, Paraguay, Peru, and Colombia. Pompeo again said all options are on the table when it comes to U.S. involvement in Venezuela, but the Trump administration has not said under what circumstances it will use military action. The U.S. has already imposed a number of sanctions against some Venezuelan officials in the country's oil sector. Pompeo's stop in Colombia will include a visit to the border city of Cúcuta. A video purporting to show Congresswoman Ilhan Omar being dismissive of the September 11th terrorist attacks has disappeared from President Trump's Twitter feed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The video juxtaposes news footage of the 9/11 attacks with remarks Congresswoman Ilhan Omar made to the Council on American-Islamic Relations. It does not include Omar's full quote or the context of her comments, which were about Muslims feeling that their civil liberties had eroded after the attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged the president to take the video down, saying his words weigh a ton and, quote, his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. Pelosi says she's taken steps to ensure that Capitol Police safeguard Omar, her family, and her staff. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has become the latest Democrat to formally enter the crowded field of presidential candidates seeking to unseat President Trump in the 2020 election. 37-year-old, who announced the Presidential Exploratory Committee in January, made it official at a rally in South Bend on Sunday. The Harvard and Oxford graduate and Afghanistan war veteran has gone from being virtually unknown in the national political landscape to surging in recent polls, placing third behind former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Israel's president began post-election consultations Monday with political parties that will lead to his appointment of a candidate to form a government. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's nomination seemed virtually ensured after his right-wing Likud won the largest number of parliamentary seats in Tuesday's ballot, and his closest rival, Benny Gantz, of the centrist Blue and White Party, conceded defeat. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak returns to court Monday as his trial over charges linked to a multi-billion-dollar scandal at State Fund 1 Malaysia Development Berhad, or 1MDB, resumes. The highly anticipated trial began April 3rd, nearly a year after Malaysians voted Najib out of office. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Morgan, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors. Later on, the founder of Melkosh Mission International, that is helping to take care of the children of war amputees in Sierra Leone and people with disabilities, Faith Okrafo-Smart, will be here to talk to us about the 11 years of existence of Melkosh Mission International. So stay tuned for that and don't go away. And beautiful music coming to you as we start off today from Nigeria with Dibanj in Why You Love Me. That's a good question. Why You Love Me, Dibanj of Nigeria. And right after that, Waiting Be Your Name, the sound of Easy Squeeze, the new kid on the block from Sierra Leone, based in Florida, USA. And the latest African reggae hit in town, Beast of Zion, by the award-winning Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. But right now, Why You Love Me, Dibanj of Nigeria.
The jala has surfaced, the eagle has landed, the cocoa is loading, in fact, the cocoa has loaded, the bedu is dropping, finally the party has started, don't stand, be don't doubt, join the groove or more make you come dance.
She says she wanna ride along, she's a clinch my cowboy, she's feeling me down below, she knows say I know be small boy, she wants my love and affection, my undivided attention, I've got a girl's intervention, you go in the wrong direction. Cause it takes two now to tango, tango. I go make you humble when we start the roll. Yeah, rumble, rumble. Wag Bamilago at Andibanj, my Twitter handle. Shama Womi, Pepe Rempi, Sepe Sepe Figo 80. I'm up, Ellie 80. Little motivate. Chujuli, I appreciate it. Toba, I'm motivated. In fact, my hesitate. Little, I'm a mole.
Up my mind. marching. I'm loving the way how your booty commanding. Yeah. And you know, say I'm on you tonight. I'm loving the way how you doing it right. Yeah. None of them, but they went past you. Slow it down, yeah, slow motion. And I like the way they went for me. You know, say now you'll be the winner. Wait to be your name. You driving me insane. And the way you the one, you mash up my mind. Your name is Satu, or maybe your name not Patu, yeah. Or now your name Karija. Tell me, or make I ask you Pariba, yeah.
Now let's take some messages. This one is coming from Bill Nyan Kona from Liberia, West Africa. And Bill writes, I love the show, David. Keep messages. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, Bill, for writing, okay? And another message says, hello, Mr. David Vandy, my man, my main man, my oga, my boss, my chairman, my nice presenter. My name is Mr. Danlami, popularly known as Mr. Timaya from Cotton Kafre, Kogi State in Nigeria. I love your show very much, David. Every Monday to Friday, I listen to African Beat. Please, Mr. Vandy. The year is already coming to an end, really, Danlami? But the year has just started. And I've been listening to you, but I've still not received my African Beat goodies. Well, your African Beat goodies is actually in the mail. I don't know when it's going to get to you, but it will get to you, okay? And to all of you who have not yet received your package, your calendars, they are in the mail and they will definitely come to you. Well, thank you again very much, Danlami. And you want something really nice for your great mom, Hajia Nadama of Kogi State in Nigeria, my angel, Queen Ali's birth. All of Man U, please play a nice piece of music for me. Well, I'll do that. Danlami, you are the man. Okay, and this one is coming from Akimbanji Ola Samuel, and it says, dear David, how do you do? Well, I'm fine. It would not be an overstatement if I say that I am an addictive listener to your program African Beat. I find your program a must-listen, as well as those of some other VOA presenters. I can safely say that I must have started listening to your program from day one when you started. Wow. Well, that is great, my brother Samuel Akimbanji Ola of Nigeria. Well, thank you very much. Something really good is going to come out for you.
Patrol, another aces in the hole. Got a new beat on repeat, and now the nation's on your feet, singing ready to rally.
Taste of Zion, Rocky Deoni from Ghana, and right before that, Waiting Be Your Name, Ease a Squeeze from Sierra Leone, and at the top, Why You Love Me by Dibanj of Nigeria. You are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Van here in Washington. When I come back, more music for you, and don't forget to join me and my guest later, Melkosh Mission International, the founder, Faith Okrafo-Smart, is going to be here.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my homeland.
Welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Remember, we broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, and on Saturdays and Sundays, 0905, straight from South Sudan. But right now, it's music time, and this is Banteke by Fresh Kid. This kid is just 7 years old, and he has become a celebrity just overnight, just like that, straight from Uganda. Banteke, Fresh Kid. And this is the kid that the minister said, if you don't go to school, we're going to put you in the juvenile. But the kid said, Mama, I'm going to school, but I'm still going to be a superstar. All right. And right after that, No Option by Kool J. This album has just been released. But let's take Banteke right now by Fresh Kid, 7 year old from Uganda.
Life ain't with no one else. It never been an option. It never been an option.
but I just let it be. It's crazy, I'm all alone cause we fell apart. I was trying to figure out life, testing water. Never knew how hard this would be. Always wanted you to be my wife. Pops wasn't around, made so many mistakes. It's like having your cake and eat it too. When I was out all night, you waited no matter how long it would take. I thought I was in the cold winter. I was feeling myself. Now I'm sitting here talking to myself while looking at your perfect picture right on the shelf. You stuck with me when there was no Cool J. You was there for me when they turned their backs on me. I'm sorry for the pain that I made you feel.
If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else, laughing with no one else. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option. If love and you don't feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else, laughing with no one else. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option.
Myself when it's all said and done, who gonna console me? I feel like every day that I'm fighting alone. The only woman I trust, can't talk to her even on the phone. Still no option. I took you for granted, never pay attention to what you really wanted. Now I'm sitting here, everything on my wish list, I got it. Everything on my to-do list, I've done it. Woman coming my way, not an option. They showing me a lot of love, I ain't giving no attention. Ain't giving no attention. You're cribbing for my motion, I ain't giving no action. I'm a human, I know I made mistakes. To make it up, I do what it takes.
I don't wanna give you wrong impression. I wanna be better. I wanna be the best I could be for you. Every day when I think of you, maybe now I will holler for my head. Every day when I think of the wrong things that I did. Yeah, I wanna be better. If love and you feel right, I don't wanna love no one else. Talking to no one else, just with no one else. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option. Ain't never been an option, ain't never been an option.
No Option, Cool J, and before that, Banteke by Fresh Kid of Uganda. You're listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. When I come back, my guest will be right here.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, welcome again to the African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy, and my guest right now is Pastor Faith of Melkosh Mission International. Welcome again to The Voice of America.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I know, and it's been a while. You've been out of here for like over a year, right?
Almost. Almost.
A few days ago, Melkosh Mission turned 11 years.
Yes.
11. And, you know, for the benefit of people who are listening to us and maybe they're hearing about Melkosh for the first time, just give us a brief description of what Melkosh is all about.
Okay, so Melkosh Mission International is a nonprofit, a 501c3 registered nonprofit in the States, and we do operations in Sierra Leone, and our work encompasses working with Blood Diamond victims, those whose limbs were cut off during the 10-year war in Sierra Leone, and we equip, educate, empower, and elongate their lives through education and health.
Are you dealing with those who are affected? What about the children of those who are affected?
Yes, and so we work with the war victims and their dependents, plus orphans, war orphans, children who lost their parents during the war through their amputation or the assault that they received, and also...
And you've been doing this for 11 years now?
Yes.
And, wow. These people, what happened to them during the war, and then came the Ebola, it mm-hmm. affected them again, mm-hmm. and then came the mudslide, it affected them again. So how are you actually walking around, you know, using your time? You're based in the UK, and you, before you know it, you are in Sierra Leone, working with these people, taking these kids to school, putting them in school. So how are you scheduling your time?
I literally don't know. I just know that we work on a quarterly basis of the year. So every 3 months we have a plan and a mission, and we just project what we have to do. So it's all about time management. It's all about great sacrifice, because it means one has to live a very sacrificial and selfless way of living so that we can be the change that we want to see.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. We know we bring you music, but we bring you serious things too, and things that are affecting the lives of people that are listening to the show. And those amputees in Sierra Leone are listening to African Beat, and that is why we try to talk to them and we try to cheer them up. We know that so much have been done in their lives, but we just want them to feel part of this African Beat family right here from the Voice of America. Okay, we're going to take a quick music break, and this one is called Thank You Lord. It's a brand new song by Rocky Dauni from Ghana, the award-winning star from Ghana, just released this song from the album Beast of Zion, and this one is called Thank You Lord.
revelation, contemplation, consolation.
Yeah, well, the African beat on the Voice of America. So, Pastor Faith, Melkosh Mission has been in existence for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And with all what you have done, what is going to be the next stage in the existence of Melkosh?
So we've just come back from a very multifaceted assignment, a mission that involved doing six missions back-to-back in Sierra Leone. And we executed a medical mission for amputees and war victims, and also rape victims, victims of the war who we just found out in all these almost 11 years of working, there were a group or group of women that we had never identified in the capital of Sierra Leone. Women who are isolated, stigmatized, who find it difficult to talk about the challenges that they went through. Unfortunately, many of them were simultaneously raped at the front and the back of. Yes, simultaneously. Many of them, unfortunately, also had rod shoved into their genitalia. And as a result, they've been damaged. So externally, you see them walking, but internally, they're damaged goods. So we became aware of these women. And thankfully, we had a cocktail of very strong antibiotics for sexual disease and those who are just going through, because many of them also excrete infectious fluids as a result. It's not been treated after all these years.
And
so,
and Melkosh Mission is now taking up that up also.
Yes. So we've identified new cases, and every year we go, it seems we have to adopt either one district or maybe a group of people, and the project has just rolled into a nationwide project that we don't even know how it's happening, but we just go and meet the people. And so this next step that we're planning to do a medical mission that would involve treating 1,000 lives in Sierra Leone in the classifications of different war victims, which is the war amputees, war wounded, the rape victims, the orphans and widows of Sierra Leone. And we're looking to reach out to as many people as possible. We want to do it in January 2020. So we have 8 months of succinct planning to put into place.
Wow. And so now you are in the United States. I know you're very frequent here. But for now, what actually brought you here?
Okay, so
I know it's all under Melkosh, but maybe there is something very specific.
So we came to celebrate or to mark the 11th anniversary of missions. It's always good to come back and give thanks. An opportunity to come and meet with our partners, sit down, plan, project ahead what we want to do, forecast. But we also, because we're 501c3, we have to come and do our administrative housekeeping. You know, the IRS doesn't joke. And so we're going to make sure. So we're here to literally, put things in place and continue with the project. We also come and do fundraising, because at the end of the day, money answereth all things. You would have all the plans in place, but if you do not have the funds, then it comes to naught. And so we are here to consistently see how we can, you know, reach out. I'm here with you. We're raising awareness, bringing the situation of the amputees. Also, we are not tired of advocating on their behalf, and also letting people know that the amputees still need help and we should be the change.
Definitely they need help. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. We bring you this information and we intersperse it with our music. And our next music will be I Am Stronger. It's done by Minister Barnabas. He's from Liberia. Yes, I Am Stronger. And the woman I'm talking to right now is a strong, strong woman.
But the Lord shall deliver them from all.
barrenness, sickness. Come on. Come on, you are stronger than failure. You are stronger than cancer. You are stronger than low self-esteem. Come on, you can do it, you can make it. Hey. I'm stronger, lift on your crowds and say I'm stronger. You are stronger than delay. Ever delay your marriage, you are stronger.
Okay, so I know you've been trying very hard to help educate, especially the children of these amputees. And you go around soliciting funds to make sure they continue their education. They don't become dropouts. Because one thing, if their parents have been amputated, or most of some of them have even died, and some of them are orphans, mm-hmm. and then nobody's looking after them. And you have taken upon yourself and Melkosh Mission to go out there and see how you can help. How do you get the money to help sponsor these kids into school? Because from what I gather, in Sierra Leone, the government declared free education.
Yes.
But they said it is for the government schools and government-assisted schools.
Yes.
And from what I was reading from some of the posts that you had, is that these kids, where they're settled in the camps, they don't have government schools there.
Yes.
So they have to go to private schools.
Yes.
So it means they were not qualified for the government grant.
That's right.
So what are you doing? Where are you going to get all this money to do this, continue doing this work?
I look up to my source, who is God, to provide the resources. But we also have partners. Like, we reach out to churches, because the book of James 1:27 says, true religion that is pure and undefiled is to visit the widows and the orphans in their time of affliction. And so the assignment that we've always had, the Lord had always said, because we're also a charity and a ministry, and the Lord said that my church shall fund a project. So we reach out to churches who want to also help. They may not have all the monies, but little drops of water makes a mighty ocean. And so we have different initiatives, fundraising initiatives, which we'll be talking about. But we also want to do the Day of African Child Mission Sunday, which falls actually on the Sunday, June 16. And so we want to reach out to churches.
And interestingly, that's Father's Day this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't know how we're going to do that.
So you would have to donate
to Father's
Day. You and every male watching, especially if, you have a father's heart.
So now you are saying every man that is watching or listening to African Beats, you have to make sure you contribute to Melkosh Mission on June 16th.
Yeah.
Because it's the Day of the African Child, where Melkosh wants to raise money to help continue the education of these children.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, it is Father's Day.
I wasn't even aware. It's even better, because it just solidifies the responsibility of a father, because a father would go without to make sure
their child
is okay. And so,
I am going without right now.
Great. I know that. You always go out without for male coach. So, we say one of the things we also encourage is that we are a global village. The world has morphosized into a situation where you don't necessarily have to see who you're helping to be a difference maker, or to help them, or to be the solution. Our initiative, our slogan this year is "Be the Solution." So you can be in Timbuktu and still help in Sierra Leone. Thank God for social media, Facebook. We are setting up a birthday movement initiative where we say, we have over 3,000 friends on Facebook. Use your birthday, donate your birthday. Facebook now gives you an alert when your birthday is coming them close and says, would you like to raise funds for your chosen charity? We're 501c3. We went through all the investigation and verification on Facebook. So Just scroll and type Melkosh Mission International. Many a times we make the mistake of going for other international charities. And I'm speaking to our Sierra Leoneans specifically. You know, it's good that we help other charities. We're not knocking you down, but charity begins at home.
Sure
we
does.
Need to also help our own people. And you have the mantle, you have the platform, you have your social contacts. We have done the verification. Just type Melkosh Mission International. It will come up. It asks you raise between £150 to £200. You could even up the ante if you want to, but whatever you feel comfortable with. And then it asks you to invite friends. We've had strangers raise funds for Melkosh just like that. So I know it's doable.
It's doable. Well, I'm telling you, this woman that is talking here, I told you that she's strong. And when you give her the microphone, trust me, she pours out. Okay.
We don't know how she always finds a way. The mystery of a woman, a savior in a time of need. The bravery of a woman in your time of need. She does the deed. The magic of a woman, woman, woman. A warrior is a woman, woman, woman. A savior is a woman, woman, woman. A warrior is a woman, woman, woman. A savior is a woman, yeah, 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 yeah. When a man will cry, a woman smiles. Her shoes have walked 1,000 miles. The sticks of stone can break her bones. She welcomes all her friends and foes. When her spirit's down, she has no time to frown. A warrior is a woman, woman, woman. A warrior is a woman, woman, woman. A savior is a woman, woman, woman. A warrior is a woman, woman, woman. A savior is a woman, bountiful.
This is the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy. My guest is Pastor Faith Okrafo-Smart. She's the founder of Melkosh Mission International that is helping with the amputees, people with disabilities in Sierra Leone that went through the war, and their children that have become orphans, and those that cannot even provide for their own children. So Melkosh is making sure that these kids go to school, and they're asking us to help to make some contributions on the 16th of June, which is the Day of the African Child, and coincidentally, which is Father's Day, and they're asking all the fathers to come on board and see how you can help a child, all right, by making contribution. It's not just about talk. You have to put something down. Put something down.
We also incidentally just had a Cash App. You know, we have to grow. And so if you are thinking, well, I don't want to donate on Facebook, you can donate via Cash App. And the code you use is the $ and Melkosh, spelled all in lower cases, M-E-L-Q-O-S-H. So it's very easy at a you know, tip of your fingers, you're able to make a quick donation. You can even do it today if you want to. What's stopping you? If you can do good while you can, do it now. Tomorrow is not promised.
All right.
I also want to reinforce this medical mission. We have a lot of Sierra Leoneans and non-Sierra Leoneans that are in the medical and nursing field in the U.S. If perchance you plan on going to Sierra Leone, or if you want to go on holiday to Sierra Leone, join us. Our medical mission is from the 6th of January, January 6th, which is the 21st anniversary since the bloodiest war of the J6 next year. And we're rolling out, starting off the medical mission on that day, trying to reach 1,000 lives in 1 week. And so if people are coming to Sierra Leone on holidays, Sierra Leoneans go home, mm-hmm. why don't you volunteer one day or two or even the entire week? We had people from the Organization of Sierra Leone Health Professionals Abroad in the UK that partnered with us last January. They did that last year. We have the head also going.
So now we're
year.
Asking those in America to also partner.
Yes.
All right. That sounds good. But one point before you go, I could remember, you know, when this back and forth with the children going to school, I'm bringing this up because it pains my heart. Okay, you went to the minister and you were told the government is trying to build more public schools where these kids can go, but for now they're working on that. Have you had anything else after that discussion?
We have not heard anything from the Minister of Education. Once, when we got I had a one-on-one meeting with him, and he said that they can't do anything until they build more schools. So it's already there in black and white. He said it as it is, and there's nothing I can do. My business now is to do what they cannot do. I believe right now my narrative is changing, where I'm not playing the blame game because I know the government is new. But at the same time, I'm disappointed that they did not prioritize those who need it the most. Having said that, what I plan on doing is that the government has a lot of work that they're doing. We have the ACC going on in Sierra Leone and so many other things. I say that we are the government. The government is not just the president or the first lady or the cabinet ministers. We put them into place, and we, the society, can be the change. Hence, we have this slogan saying, be the solution. So if they can't, whilst they're building their buildings, we can be the solution.
We're still working, but if we're still looking forward, because like you said, it's in black and white. And it has been said that they're building more schools. And I see that everywhere the president goes, he talks about people with disabilities. So we're looking forward to that. And one day we'll come back here and say, okay, they've called. And this is what has happened.
I pray that
And let's
happens.
Look forward to that.
Because unfortunately, since the war happened, none of the governments have fulfilled the word that they had given. The TRC is still waiting to be upheld. The children of the amputees should... there is a recommendation that all of them should be educated by the state. So this should have been the first port before rolling it out to the general masses. So we're expecting to see what the government do. In
all
the
right.
meantime, we will still continue. And the children that we have pledged to help, I promise you that we will educate you right through university level. The president, the government... free education is up to a certain level. At the present moment, not even all the children who are in secondary schools are getting free education. And we want to make sure that we want to make
In government schools?
In government schools, yes. And we want to make sure that when we say we're providing an education for the children of the amputees, we educate them right through university. So even if the government does come, we still have our role to play in education.
There should always be a role. Everybody, you know, everybody's coming in. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to see how they can help. There are other people also who are actually doing a lot of stuff to see how they can help. But one thing that I am saying is, I am looking forward to that day when they say...
I am looking forward to that, too.
Okay, we have built some schools. Now we're going to get all the children of the war amputees, orphans and all this that can go into government schools, and the government will take care of them.
In the meantime, we fundraise.
In the meantime, Melkosh is going to continue fundraising.
Yes.
Do what you do best, you know, talking and... You know, even though Awanatu cannot drive much in DC, but
but thank you,
she
Awanatu.
She did her best to drive in DC today to come. Thank you very much, Awanatu. And all right, so well, thank you very much, and it is great, it was great as always to have you right here at the Voice of America. And I wish you and the Melkosh team all the best when you go out there, and we're looking forward to talking more to you. If anything changes.
Thank you.
All right. And so with that, I'll give you another track that I will play from Sarkodie and Castro. It is called Adonai. They're from Ghana, and it's a beautiful tune. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. Yeah.
swabi bon in a tutu. So my body don't lose God. Can't walk for my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh.
Fisa me shiase me koya masamba che ahochire kakra be fa munti ne wo mose ma wai mini dama weni ne wuo no na mo fisa me ya sanseni che uhumi ana wo ye ma show afede weni bo me so pe na gose kwan poni na ne nyame ne nsa no afede bu humi tutu mana mo se me ya jonki ne sabusu bu kebi shame on you too afede me hu se me makobole yonki che no kene ne mo se monki. If I check, I just say you're the hungry. Why you young? Come on, that's so sharp, boss. Me, woo, yeah, the nana, I'm a tiasse. When they mean your pay will be an inviasse. Man, I made a bench, so I flower, no, will be a for handkerchief from the Pamania.
So, what else? Nana, yammy, I walk on a bebble. Where woman was a swabby pony in a tutu. So, my body don't lose God. Can walk for my door, everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh. Oh, yeah. I say, let me sing, oh.
Me 10 years, me wanka way back. My floppy, this be my payback. My enemies if for day God. Me care so, I don't want to disobey God.
No.
My try some of them me to prison. Wabra mo ni particular reason. Mo dream me home, me need to go for your meeting. Fatu wasum, I don't wanna be repeating. Ya me ne bo me home buying team when you fuck go. Money no be problem, ya no ni me moto. To when you share me home na me ni, ni me shut door. Me mama me ninja, watcha na me don't know.
When I was born, run as in the moon, you meant in a frau Adonai. In your mama, why am I in the bush? You're from the many people, I won't lie. When I was born, run as in the moon, you meant in a frau Adonai. In your mama, why am I in the bush? You're from the body. If she ran away, she ran me, man, they will miss you. Baba Godi, Baba you be too much, Baba Godi, Baba you be too much, Baba Godi, Baba you be too much, Baba Godi, Baba Godi, Baba Godi, Baba Godi. Se wupe muanyo meni na edi, na na nyame ni awakano ne bebe mo. Se wuma usa swabi boni na tutu. So my body don't lose God, can't walk for my door, yeah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody sing it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me sing, oh.
What else? Go.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee.
This is